Welcome to Afyorim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Mimtes, and the Ois Vahadur edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting at the top of the Amud. The Gemara mentioned in the previous Daf, we had the Mishnah in the Gemara, regarding the leaves of an onion, when they turn black, that shows that they're considered to be growing and that they are growing from the ground. Says the Gemara, B'yisim Shem B'yichadon, Botzo She'okroi V'shosloi. If you took out a botzo, you detached it from the ground and replanted it. And we're referring to that after you took it out, you took out meiser. Mikevan shehishchir misasta lefikuloi. Once the new onion, the onion that was replanted, has black leaves, which means it's growing now new from the ground, so then it becomes again chaya. The entire thing is chaya b'meiser. And here the Gemara is introducing the idea of gidulim mevatlim ikar. The new leaves, the new growth, is mevatas canceling the original one. So the original onion that was here was not obligated to give meiser. You replanted it, so once the new leaves are growing, it's mevatal the ikar. That's a b'yoyisi b'shea b'yichadon. Abchia b'shea b'yichadon says, v'tzal sh'okr v'shoslo, if you had the onion you took out and you replanted, once it already had roots, once there was a shirashim, roots going into the ground, you do meiser. According to this shita, we're now waiting for the gidulim, for the new growth to come and cancel the original growth. But the minute it becomes part of the ground, everything before is canceled and you're new, you have a new tevel and you have again to do meiser. Consider the Gemara. According to Reb Chaim, this is a new sugya, nothing to do with before. Is no difference between if he took out the fruit or vegetable that grew in Shemitah and he replanted a Moitzi Shemitah, being using here the Gusa of Reb Chaim, or he grew before Shemitah and he replanted it in Shemitah. And Reb Chaim explains, he grew before Shemitah, he replanted it in Shemitah, he detached it again, and we planted it after Shemitah. So we're basically now is asking, when we're saying that we have a problem, something that grew in Shemitah, and then was replanted the year after Shemitah, do you go and you say that you cancel the original growth, and now it's growing after Shemitah? So the Gemara says the following, Yavir Machlekes, Habzei Omar, Mikivan Sherobo Lavachadosh Motor. Once I have the new growth over here, so then it's mutter, even though the original vegetable was shviz, was shemitah vegetable, but it was planted and grown again, the new growth is mevata, the original one. They say it's asur. Now the way Reb Chaim explains it, that Reb Zeir says you go based on the roif. So especially in the second case that we spoke about before, it grew on the sixth year. He planted in the seventh year. Then detach the plant again on the eighth year. So you have your parts of the vegetable that grew in the sixth year, which is mutter. Part that was grown in the eighth year, which is mutter. And a small part was grown in the seventh year, so it's batel. So kivan shegadu, once you have gidulim and you have your roiv, you say it's batel. While Rav Loi and Rav Amy, the Gemara now understands, they hold it's aser. And the Gemara understands the reason is because they hold that shviz oiseris bekosher. You don't go based on roi. You don't go based on majority. Even if you have a very small percentage of shmita, it's all osur. So the Gemara says, "Maslisim pligi al Rav Lo ve Rav Emi." We have a mishnah against Rav Lo ve Rav Emi. Itani zeh klal she Rav Shimon oimer mishur Rav Yeshua. Rav Shimon said in Rav Yeshua the following rule: Kol davar sheyesh lo matir. Anything that will be mutter even without a bitul, without canceling it, is going to be mutter anyway. So then you don't use the idea of bitul baroiv, like you use it if it won't be mutter. And the Mishnah brings you examples. For example, kegoin, tevel. Tevel, you have a mixture of meiser, of something which is chayv and meiser, and something which is not. So then you could always be mafresh, you be mokam acher, and it'll be mutter. Or meiser sheni ve'hegdish. Meiser sheni and hegdish, you could always redeem it. V'chodosh, the new grain of the new year, it will be mutter once you reach Pesach. Lo'inosu v'chachom shir, how we give the regular shir, Elamin b'minoi, if the mixture is between two items which are the same, let's say wheat and wheat, b'choshu, even the smallest amount is asur until the time of that it will become mutter. V'she'einu b'minoi b'noi setam, but if you have a mixture of two different items, for example, wheat and barley, so then you mivatal b'noi setam, which Rabbanan told us is shishim, 1 out of 60. Choldover she'ein lemeter, something that will not be mutter on its own, kegoin truma, truma is always asur, the chalo that you give to a kohen, the orlo that grew during the first 3 years of a tree, the kilayim when you have a mixture of two types of seeds, nostu v'chachayim shir, then you do have a shir, what's the shir? Well, it depends on the case. Truma is echad v'meah, orlo is echad v'masayim, min meminah, that's the case with min meminah, when you have a mixture, let's say, of wheat and wheat. V'shaloi b'minah b'nai setam, if it's not meminah, then you do 160 as well. So says the Gemara, so now we have a rule. The rule is, if it's become mutter, so then if it's min bimino, it doesn't have any shear, it's always going to be usr. If it won't be mutter, so then you have a shear. So when you see when they asked, Harei Shiris, what about Shemitah? Harei ain't lo matir. Shemitah is not mutter, you're not allowed to use fruits of Shemitah. For loyos to a chayim shear, there's no shear, it's always going to be usr. And that's a mishnah of the next parak that shviyas oiseres kol shuvimino. Even the smallest amount makes it aser. Why lechur won't be mutter? Says the Gemara Amud Beis. Omer lehem loyim amartem shviyas she'ein oiseres kol shu ela bebir. Shviyas is oiser kol shu only regarding beer. Avel achilu b'noisetam, but for eating b'noisetam. Meaning, explains Reb Chaim like this: there is two stages to the fruits of shmita. The first stage is that the fruits of shmita you're allowed to eat. Until the time of biur, until comes the time that you need to get rid of the fruits, you can use the fruits of shmita. The only thing is, you have to act with kedusha. You have to be careful how you eat it. So it's considered to be yesh lematirim, because it is edible. I'm not telling you to throw all the fruits away. Just add kedusha with it. So therefore we said, even b'choshu, you have a little bit shmita, a lot not shmita, just act the whole thing. B'kedusha, it's considered to be yesh lematirim. There is a way to eat beheter. But once you come to beer, it means you have to get rid of the fruits, let's assume that way, then you can't enjoy the fruits anymore, so you have to get rid of it. So there you say in Echanami that you're not going to go b'chol shu, but you can be mevatel. If you have a little bit fruits of shmita, with a lot of fruits of not shmita, it will be batel. So at the end of the day, what we see over here, that by shmita, you don't say it's oiser b'chol shu, only in the case when it's idavash yesh lo matir. But in general, you don't say it's oiser the small amount. So that's a question on Rav Hilo and Rav Imi in the previous Amud. The Des say that if you replant a Shemitah item in the 8th year and it grew, it's still going to be also because they weren't understood because Oysa B'chol Shu. Says the Gemara, Ma'avdin le'Rav Hilo Rav Imi. What the Rav Hilo Rav Imi will do with this Raya? Says the Gemara, Pasur lo be'eruvim, ava begidulim choymuhu begidulim. Meaning Rav Hilo and Rav Imi do agree that when you have a mixture, regular mixture in Shemitah, so then you do say bitul b'roiv, then you do cancel the minority with the majority. That's true. What I'm talking about here in our case is gidulim. Gidulim is different. Gidulim means when I have an item which is shmita, and then you replant it and it grows something new, the new thing that grows goes basar what's in the ground. I don't say that I look at, oh, the new thing is mutter, whatever's in the ground is asur, let's have the new mivata the old. The new is asur as well. Whatever grows from asur is Osir as well. It's a special din begidulin that has nothing to do with bitul b'roiv. Tomav Zeir b'shir Rav Yonasan. Mor brings an example of Zeir in the name of Yonasan. Batzol shel kilei akerim she'akoi v'shosloi. You took a onion of kilayim, kilei akerim, that was planted in a vineyard. He was took it out and he replanted it. Avilu hoisif kamo, even though he grew a lot. Osir she'ein gidulei isur malin de'esa isur. When something growing out of Isser, it continues to be Isser. Now, Reb Chaim points out here, he says it twice here in the Amud, but one second, Rabbi Zeir just said otherwise in Shemitah. The whole machloikas that we have in our sugyo is between Rav Amy and Rav Hilo against Rav Zeir. So Rav Zeir by here, by Shemitah, says that the Gidulim are going to be Matir, the Iker. And now he's saying by Batzol of Kilayim, not like that. So you see from here, this is what the Gemara in the Dor in the Bavli says, there's a difference between Shemitah and other Isurim. Other Isurim, we have the rule that whatever grows from Isur stays also. By Shemitah, the special thing, because it's based on the Karka, it's coming to Isur, is because of the land, so whatever grows over there does Mevatel the Iker. That's what the Gemara in the Dor in Bavli explains, and that's what Zeir goes with in our Sugya. Continues the Gemara, it says, Masniso pliga Zeira. There's a bright side that argues in Zeira regarding Shemitah. Zeira that said by Shemitah, the gidulim are going to be mevatel the ikar. That doesn't work with the following brayso. Tetanin, and we learned. Gidule truma truma. Whoever goes to truma is truma. Gidule gidule gidulayim chulin. But whatever grows from that, if you, in other words, whatever grows from truma that was planted, is truma that's a chumra derabanan, so people will not plant truma. But then whatever grew again and was planted in a second time, that's already chuli. Aval tevel umaiser rishon. Tevel, which means something that was not truma, it's before any truma came out of it. Umaiser rishon, the first maiser. Vesvich shvis, here is the inyan shvito. Vetrumas chutzalaret, a truma coming from out of Eretz Yisrael. Vemedumar, mixture of truma and chulim. Vabikurim and vikurim, in all these cases, giduleyem chulim. There we don't have the gzera of truma. And whatever grows from the ikur is right away chulim. And this includes also shmita. Vetanya lo, it says in the brayse over the herba medra muim bedover shazor koli. That's only if the seed that was in the ground is gone. Meaning as many vegetables, you put the seed in the ground, the seed rots and then grows something new. So the seed is not here, the ikur is not here, then you say whatever is growing is going to be chulim. Aval adover shein zorah kol, but if you plant in something that stays intact, gidulei giduli masurim, not only what grows from it, whatever grows from it as well, they're all asur. Meaning, whatever grows from the ikur and the ikur stays intact, it's all asur. Any new growth is still asur. Meaning, that applies to the entire list, including Shemitah. That anything that grows from the ikur becomes asur. So Rav Zeira agrees with everything else. But by Shemitah, Rav Zeira said that whatever grows from the ikur is mevatel the isur. That's the whole sugya that we have over here. So according to this verse, against Rav Zeira. Says more dafnu namud aleph, my other Lord Rav Zeira. What Rav Zeira will do with this verse? So, potala b'gidusha shviz bebiur. Aval achilo kevan shiro be'al avachadosh motor. Meaning similar answer that we said before. Regarding eating it before the biur, Gdusha Shviz Bibir, meaning until the biur, that you can eat everything that's there in Gdusha. So then we're saying whatever grew, you should still eat it in Gdusha. Not because the Gidulim are Asur, but because we don't see Bitul Beroyim because it's Dovah Sheshlo Matiri. Aval Lachilo, meaning, but once you get to the biur and now you have to get rid of it and you can't eat it, Kevar Chirabal of a Chodesh Mutter, once the Chodesh is more than the Iker is Mutter, meaning I'm not saying the Gidulin growing out from the Iker becomes also Gdusha Shviz. That, like Rabbi Zeira holds, whatever grows in the Iker is Mutter. It's considered to be the eighth year. But the question is, should I treat this whole Ta'arivis, should I treat this whole mixture as Gdusha or not Gdusha? So if it's something you could still enjoy the whole thing by keeping Gdusha Shviz, so just do it. If you have to get rid of it, so then I say that you do Bitul Beroiv. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Memtes.